Thursday, the 4th of December, Zion Kislev, Rabbi Chaim Yitzchak Greenblatt, Tikkun Emes Liakov.
Good morning. Tikkun Emes Liakov. That is the midah of Yaakov Avinu, midah for Emes. That's why when the Torah describes Yaakov, the prophet says, Ish Tam. Rashi says, what does Tam mean? Mi she'enoi choris l'ramoi. Somebody who is not sharp and deceiving is Koru Tam. He was honest. Is there ever a great difficulty? Because in these few sedras, the stories that the Torah tell us about Yaakov Avinu, his behavior seems to be the antithesis of Emes, the opposite of Emes. He seems to be a very, very shrewd, sly, clever person. First of all, the brochas, he takes the mirma, the very seemingly deceitful way, he grabs those brochas. This week's sedra, with the sheep, he tricks Lavan, very sly, and the kuzim with the tluim. And in fact, when he meets Rivka, when he meets Rachel for the first time, he introduces himself to Rachel, his future wife, to show his credentials. He says, Achi Avi Ahi. Rashi says, Achi Avi, Gamani Ochiv Leramois. I'm also a professional swindler like your brother. You're worried about Lavan? Achi Avi, Gamani Ochiv Leramois. Yaakov Avinu, Midas Emes. I am the swindler. Ochiv Leramois. And then the next week's Seder, Pashas Vayishlach, seems to be a real whopper, a real lie there. The Nevat Da, Esav invites him and says, maybe come to Seir to stay with me. And Yaakov thinks of this excuse. He says, I've got lots of little children, I'm going at a very slow pace. You go ahead. Ad asher ovoy el adoni seira. I'll get to eventually. Ad asher ovoy el adoni seira. I'll get to Seir. And Rashi says he had no intention of going to Seir. He was heading for Sukkot. So again, it seems to be the absolute opposite. The stories that the Torah tell us about Yaakov actually the opposite of Midas Em. Opposite of Midas Em. Talking about Gneivas Das, it's not so well known, but Gneivas Das is actually an Issur D'Oraita. The Gemara in Chulin Sadi Dalet, where the Gemara says, Osu la'odom lignoi das habriyoi, the apilu das akum. The Issur to be going of das habriyoi is actually a thief in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpoch, and the Ritzvot says, it's the Issur D'Oraita. Issa to do Gneivas Das, even from a goy of Issa the writer, the Machlokes was showing him where the Makor, where the source of the Issa of Gneivas Das is learnt from. The response is he learned it from Lo Tignoivu. Echad Gneivas Momen, but Echad Gneivas Das. The Rabbeinu Yoyin in Shai Tshuva says the Issa of Gneivas Das is the Issa of Sheker. Fascinating Rabbeinu Yoyin. Rabbeinu Yoyin says in Shai Gimel, he says, Osa lignoi das habriyot, vafilu das habigoy, v'chet hazeh, and this aveira, is chomu migezel. It's more serious than stealing money. Ki svas sheker ashmorabo, because sheker is a great aveira. Nitchayavnu al hidre ha-emes, ki hu mi yisoyde ha-nefesh. He says, Rabbeinu Yoyin, that emes is the fundamentals of the nefesh. Therefore, someone that never daf, midas ha-sheker, is more chomu than stealing. Says Rabbeinu Yoyin. Not so well known, but the Prophet Chaim actually wrote a whole sefer called Tzvas Tzomim on the Midah of Emes. It follows the sefer Shmirat HaLoshen. Shmirat HaLoshen was the well-known sefer of the Chofetz Chaim, of that Loshen Hara. And the following sefer, printed in the set of the Chofetz Chaim, is Tzvas Tzomim, which is about Midah for Emes. And the Chofetz Chaim writes there, he brings from Chazal the importance of honesty, integrity, keeping a word. And he opens his sefer with an interesting peruk, and he says that a skula for arichas yomim v'shonim, that's how he starts off, and he brings from many chazal, a skula for arichas yomim, based on chazal, is to perfect yourself in midas emet. Midas emet is the skula for arichas yomim. You bring psukim, anshidomim, or mirma, le'yetzim, yimei. There's a story with Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Hassan Lizroch. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky lived to a ripe old age until 90. And two of his Talmidim, this is courageous Talmidim, decided they want to ask him this question: why are we in Zoicha Tariqa Siyamim? And he was very sharp and bright right till the end of his life. And they came in and said, can we ask you a question, Rebbe? Bameh harachto yomim. Why, how are you Zoicha Tariqa Siyamim Rishonim? And he quoted the Gemara. What you find in the Gemara that Talmidim asked the Rebbe, they said, we know it's a bit chutzpahdik, but you find in the Gemara Talmidim once asked the Rebbe, bameh harachto yomim. And Yaakov responded, he said, I'm not sure, I don't know, but maybe, he said, I can tell you one thing, I can testify, I've never ever told a lie all my life. Maybe that's my segula, Tariqas Yomin. He told them then a story that when he was the Rav in Tittivan, in the small town in Litter, he was the Rav, and he had it once Shilas. A few of the people came to him with a Shilas, that they'd received extra change from the postmaster, the Goyisha postmaster. Did they have to give back the extra change? Taos Akum is mutli, you have to keep Taos Akum. So Rabbi Yaakov said, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, it says, even though Taos Akum is mutter, you can keep the money that's been made, the state of the Goyisha. After Mokin Kiddush Hashem, you should return it. He said, it's a small town, Tisivan, give it back. If you're making Kiddush Hashem, you know the... It turned out that this postmaster had actually given back extra change to all of the townspeople. He was trying them out. And the only ones who brought the money back were the Jewish people. And a few years later, he was very instrumental in saving the Eden from, during the wartime. So it was a Kiddush Hashem. You know, the average guy, I find the average guy today in the street, who's got absolutely no conscience in telling a lie. They've got no reason to tell the emet. The lie just roll out of their mouth. Average guy. I mean, something to you. The builder comes up, but where were you yesterday? Oh, I went to my grandmother's funeral. And where were you last week? Oh, last week I was ill in bed. You know, but he says it was such a... Goy, he's got no such thing as a midat emet. Somebody told me a story recently. He went to visit his daughter in hospital. It was in the summer, late Motzar Shabbos. It was late. They hadn't seen her the whole Shabbos. It was a private hospital. He comes in, and the fellow at the door says, which room are you looking for? Where are you going to?
That room.
So, she's been asleep for hours. Oh, no point in going. So he said, well, she knows I'm coming. She's expecting me, and I told them I'm coming tonight. No, you don't bother. I'll tell you she's been asleep. He said, excuse me, he said, you know, I'm actually on my mobile, I'm speaking to her. She's awake, you can speak to yourself. She's awake, I'm talking to her in the bedroom now. Right? He had no idea she was awake. He said, he couldn't be bothered with someone going up late. A goy, Zokta Sheker, he doesn't know what a midas emes is. Rebbe Volder writes in his Sefer Ali Shor, he writes that the midas emes is a Yiddish midah. Why is it a Yiddish midah? He says that the midah of emes is neveah, is a result. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah. Chosomoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. So Rashi in Shabbos Nun Hei says Chosomoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. The word emes, the first aleph is the first letter of the aleph base. Toh in the end is the very last letter of the aleph base. And Mem is the central letter, the middle letter of the alphabet. It works out exactly right. Says Rashi, Chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Ani Rishoyim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Aleph. Ani Achroyim, that's the Tov, the Ani Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu filled the whole world with his mitzvios. Ein Amitus ka Amitosoi, Chosomo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. Volta says, the midas emes within us is from the neshama, not from the guf. The neshama, our neshama, which is a chelik elokam yimal, which is a nixus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being himself, is chaytzame shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes kud shabrichu v'yisroel chav. The middle of emes within us is the mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why the Pasuk says in Sefania, she'eris Yisroel lo yasu avlo v'lo yizavlu chazo. She'eris Yisroel, a goy, a guy who has no neshama, kulay guf, is kulay sheker. The Medrash says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, Malachim says, you're creating a man who is kulay sheker. Kulay sheker. So Rav Olda explains, the guf of man is kulay sheker. The guf has no conscience in telling the truth. The guf is sheker. The neshama of Yisrael, the chelek elikam imal, that's where the midas emes comes from. One of the greatest trials on Yisrael and midas emes usually comes in the way of manu nisim. Yonis Hanosa, when a person has a way of possibly gaining more money by telling a sheker or by not being 100% honest, when it comes to Panosa, that's where you have trials of Midas Emes. The Be'er HaGoyla on the side of Shulchan Aruch, there's the Be'er HaGoyla who writes the sources of all the Dinim of Shulchan Aruch. Extremely short, very short. He just writes where the Shulchan Aruch got his Din. There's one place in all of Shulchan Aruch where he deviates from his custom, uncharacteristically. And he writes about six lines, fascinating, six lines in the Be'er HaGoyla, inside of Shulchan Aruch, Yechadish HaMishpat Siman Shin Mem Chet. He writes the following. And he koisev zois ledoiren. I want to write this for the future generations. That you should know. Ein Odom Marviach B'momoin Shehistig Akalfein. No man will ever gain from money that he's received but in dishonest way. V'ro'isi Rabim. I saw many people. Godlu veheshiru minatol shehitu akum. Many people became wealthy from ta'us akum. V'loyitzlichu v'yod nechaseinim simon. It was, however, a temporary wealth, and within time they were not matzliach. V'yodu nechaseinim simon. They lost the all wealth. V'loyenichu achareim brocha. And those that were matbid the midas emes, godlu veheshiru v'yitzlichu. So on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur night, for many years I had this difficulty. You know, we say this, the David Mizmor. You notice in the Machsa, it says, the Skula for Panosa. The David Mizmor, Hashem Arot, and Loya, all of Klal Yisrael say that Pasuk with great Kavona. Skula le Panosa. Where is there any Panosa mentioned in the David Mizmor? Why does it bring a Skula le Panosa? And the Pshat must be, because it's within that capital, you say the word Neki Chapayim for Va'aleva. Neki Chapayim means someone who has clean hands, a pure heart, and the following pasuk is Yisa V'Rocha Me'es Hashem. Neki Chapayim, the Skula for Panosa is Neki Chapayim for Va'aleva Yisa V'Rocha Me'es Hashem. It's actually a Rashi, beautiful Rashi in Bav Metzia in Amaskin Lamed Hey. But Rashi says, Tumas Yeshorim Tanchein. Rashi says, Im Lav She'odom Yoshav Ne'eman Lehoyu Ma'ashrim Oysem En Hashemayim. If you wouldn't be honest and straight, one wouldn't bring him wealth. Coming to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, Midas Emes. What happened to him, Midas Emes? What happened to him? Very difficult to understand. Yaakov Avinu, Pechir Sheva Ovei. Rabbi Dessler in his Sefer Michtav Me'eliyahu Chelek Gimel says the most wonderful explanation, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov Pashas Toldos says exactly the same deal. Says the following: we are brought trials throughout our life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us in Tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries us in many different ways. The trials that are brought upon us have one tachlis, and that is to perfect our teva, to perfect our mahus. What happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us those trials that are connected our teva, because he wants to perfect our teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring us those trials that are the absolute opposite of our teva. I'll give you an example. Avraham Avinu was the epitome of chesed, midas chesed. You look at his trials, they were the opposite of chesed. First of all, lech lecha, he's told to leave his parents. So person who's got a heart, who's got Baal Chesed, naturally wants to do Kibbutz Aveim. For Avraham Avinu, he was told, leave your parents, leave them behind, elderly parents, leave them. His Midas HaChesed said to him, what are you doing this from?
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do something k'neged your teva, and he had to withstand that trial. Next one. He was told to send away Yishmael. Goresh as Ben Ha'omer, send away Yishmael. Yishmael is being difficult at home. About chesed, wants to be tolerant, he wants to be patient, he wants to do chesed. No, drive him out of the house. K'neged his mitzvah, k'neged his teva. Akedah was uxorious, the absolute opposite of chesed. Kill your own son. Shem Shammai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu especially brings you the Nitzayim which is against your nature. Yaakov Avinu, because his midah was midah se'emes, because he was midah se'emes, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him commands which were the opposite of emes. And when Rivka called him in and said, go and snatch those brochas in that deceiving way, so Rashi says in Makkos Daf Chav Daled, Loi rotzol eshakim. Yaakov Avinu didn't want to lie, it was against his nature. Elo she'imoy hichrichosoy api adibu. His mother forced him out Pia Dibur. She said, Olai kidalotcha b'ni, Olai is ama b'nevua. She said, I've got to have the nevua, you have to go in. So you had to do shekel aman, HaTorah, v'shem shamayim, k'negedis teva. Because that was the rock. He had to listen to the nevua, Eilof tishmor. And Chazal said, the Medrash said, he walked in there, Hayaboycha umis'an, he was crying, he couldn't get himself to lie. He was dressed up in his coat. He was connected. But he was told, I was rotten up by Ray. Connected his teva of MS. And that was his tachlis. That was his nisoyin. And the same thing with the sheep. The story with the sheep, he was told in Nebuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in Nebuah and told him to set up with Makloi. That was a chiyuv to listen. It was difficult for him. But what about this? Introduction, he introduces himself, I am the swindler. Gamani ochi b'mirmo. So he's given the nisoyin, he has to keep the nisoyin. But he's proud. Ani ochi b'mirmo. I am the swindler. And here is a very difficult point, but it's a fundamental point, and one has to know when to put this into effect. The Gemara in Megillah, he's Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara actually asks this question. The Gemara asks, "Echi, umi shori le tzadika liskuya baramut, is a mutter for a tzadik to behave with ramut." It asks on Yaakov Avinu, and the Gemara says, "In, yes." And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shmuel, it's pasuk in Tehillim, "Im nova ti tabor, im ikesh ti tapo, im nova ti tabor, im ikesh ti tapo." Im nova titabo, if you're dealing with an upright person, im nova, if he's a pure heart, if he's a straight person, titabo, deal with him in a straight manner. Im ikesh, if he's a crooked person, titapo, deal with him crookedly. What does that mean? Because he's crooked, because he is dishonest, so therefore I have to fall into his trap and deal with him in a dishonest way. Novo titabo, in ikesh titabo. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain, and one has to understand this well and know when to put it into practice. The Mefarshim explain that Midas Emes doesn't just merely mean the truth, it means the correct thing. Emes means there's only one correct derech, only one derech hayosha. And they give an example. Somebody's hiding somebody. He's in danger of his. There's people running after his life. He's a nirdof. And I've done a chesed and I'm trying to save his life. I'm hidden him in my attic and I'm providing him food and doing a chesed. I get a knock on the door and the people are running after him come searching and say to him, do you know where he is? Are you hiding? Do you know where he is? So. I've never told a lie in my life, but it's Emmet. Do I know where he is? He might. Nah, the fool. That's not the time. Midas to MS, is that the time to say MS? Is that the time to say MS means the truth? It means the correct thing, the Dovar Hayosha. So therefore, if you're dealing with a Ikesh, and you're going to lose everything you have, and he's going to trick you and ruin your life, then the correct Midah, the correct derech hayosha midas to emes at that time is in ikesh tisapu. And that's when Yaakov Avinu said he knew Laban was completely, thoroughly a swindler, crooked. He said that my midas to emes translates itself at this time as a ramoy. Sometimes the ramoy is the midas to emes. The years that Yaakov Avinu worked at Laban, those years, the Medrash says, he was so exactingly honest. Those years when he worked for him, Nekicha Payim Uvalevav, says the Medrash, is there Yaakov Avinu, and there's actually a seif in Choshen Mishpat, a very interesting seif, where it talks about employers, people who are employed, and it says that if you're paid for a week's work, then you have to be medaktik and not waste your time. Because if you waste your time, you're paid per hour, per day, per week, then it's called geneva. So listen to Sifa Shulchan Aruch and Shimon Shi and I Lamed Zayin. Mutar poyel, a worker is got a has horror. Shula yivatel ma'at mizmanoi, he may not waste any of his time. V'chayev ledaktik mizmanoi v'lavi b'chol koichoi. Shaharei, this is the lashon of the Mechaber. Shere Yaakov HaTzadik Oma Ki b'chol koichi yavadeti L'fikach notol tzhori b'olem hazeh Shenema v'yifru t'ish Ma'oy ma'oy. So that's Yaakov Avinu. He had to deal with Lavan. He had to deal with a Lavan in the way of the Ikesh Yitapol. But at the very same time, when he's working for that Lavan, he is so careful, with so honest. We learn from him. V'chiyav t'mi medakta b'chol rega v'adati b'chol koichi. He was the Nekih HaPayim. The Sefer Chassidim writes that there are times when you're allowed to tell a lie. There are times when you're allowed to tell a lie. The most famous one is Neidah Kishalot. That means if by telling the truth you're going to create an argument, there's going to be a machloikas, then it's a hetzer mutzer l'shanoit Neidah Kishalot. Mutzer l'shanoit, machloikas, where there's a mitzvah l'shanoit, mutzer l'shanoit. You're allowed to tell a lie for Neidah Kishalot, says the Sefer Chassidim. Even in those instances where you're allowed to tell a lie, it should not be a blatant lie. It should not be an open lie. It should be a dibur which is nishtama b'tre'amta, which can be understood in two ways. That's what Sefer Chassidim writes. He doesn't bring a source for it. He writes it on his own. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer Orchos Yoyim says, you know where the source of this Sefer Chassidim is? Is the source of Yaakov Avinu. Because when Yaakov Avinu said to Esau, "Ad asher ovoy el adoni seira," when he told this seemingly lie, "I'm gonna just go ahead and I'll arrive in Seir Chazal," that the kavana of Yaakov Avinu was that we'll get to Seir one day. Olu Moshiim b'har Tzion in lishbot es har Esav. When Moshiach comes, we will conquer Esav. We'll conquer Har Seir. So it wasn't 100% lie. It could be explained in two ways. Says the Chaim Kanievsky, that is the Makoy, that even when you say a sheker, you've got a heter to say a sheker, a chiyuv to say a sheker, it should be said in a way where it can be understood in two ways. And the same thing is when he said, Ani Esav Bechoyrecha, which would sound like a real lie, Ani Esav Bechoyrecha. So Rashi explains that he made a break. Ani Bincha Bechoyrecha Esav. Anoichi who hamevi lecha ve'esaf hu becherecha. So there again, it could be understood in two ways. The midah for emes today is a very difficult midah, because the world around us hasn't really got any feeling for midah for emes. The truth and it deviates slightly from the truth, and it's almost the truth, and it's I meant that. And b'chfrat in the Goyish Welt, you really see the PM Dibeshov. The Mishnah says in the end of Sota, that's one of the signs of the days of Mashiach. The last Mishnah Sota says, "Utehei ho'emes nederes." The emes will be hidden. "Utehei ho'emes nederes." You really see it nowadays. And unfortunately, in Eretz Yisrael, you see from within the government and the highest level, there's no such thing. They're not even embarrassed to be corrupt. You'd have thought they're standing and it's a hoshiv, a minister, a government. You see, mamish tehei ha'emes. You see the kima of Chazal tehei ha'emes nederes. That we can be mechazik in midas ha'emes. Korei Hashem, the whole koira of Asher Kru of ha'emes. The form right. The skula, the tefillah, you want to connect that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Koriz Hashem l'chol koirov asher kru'u be'emes. If we can strengthen ourselves in integrity, in honesty, in being careful, the avot is avot, then Koriz Hashem l'chol koirov HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen to our tefillah to the very chasimot HaMashiach Meher Yomim.